arm's-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Going to focus a little bit more on finance this hour than we did in the last hour, although we did have a segment or two about business issues there also. But I'm going to start out the second hour with a friend of mine. He is the originator of the Ultimate Wealth Report, Sean Hyman. Sean is an active participant along with the folks at Newsmax, great organization down in Florida. His insights, I have found over the years, have been very, very accurate in terms of what he thinks is going on. Sean, I want to talk a little bit with you right now about gold and silver, but this was a pretty good week for gold. Thursday, gold took a major step upward, in my opinion. A lot of the technical guys that we have on the show, specifically Rick Ackerman and Richard Postma, feel that this the technicals are telling them that this is short-lived. They're not looking for a major rally until perhaps mid-fall, mid to late fall of this year. What does Sean Hyman say about that?
Well, definitely. I mean, gold is stretched to the downside from a technical standpoint. I mean, it's stretched away, you know, from what they call major moving averages, 50-day moving averages, 200-day, et cetera. There's starting to be some divergences that set up on technical indicators like MACD and things of that sort. So what that means in plain English is that, you know, at some point fairly soon, there will likely be a fairly sizable snapback in gold. Now, it could base sideways and build a base before that happens. But I think, personally, I think a lot of the worst is over for gold. I think it'll start to base somewhere around in this area. Could drop a little bit more before it heads higher. But ultimately, I think over the, you know, the next 12 to 18 months, we'll see it back to, you know, $1,500 an ounce. The other thing I like about gold is that when gold had the sharp sell-off in April, I mean, the volume was just enormous, selling volume. But when gold hit its recent low, below 1,200, the volume was, you know, about half what it was before that, the selling volume. So I think the sellers are starting to dry up, and so I think we'll see either a V-shaped bottom or a sideways base, and then in the coming months a turnaround in gold either way. But I think either way, the worst is probably over for gold, even if it drops just a little bit more before it starts to base and head up.
I got to tell you, Sean, from a fundamental standpoint, it strikes me that gold is really poised for a major move up. And the reason I would have to say that, the phones are ringing off the hook here, but the reason I would have to say that is because there are so very, very many things going on that just bode well for gold. One of them certainly is, you know, the economic situation in the United States. I mean, it's been proven that stopping quantitative easing is incredibly negative. It's negative for, number one, consumer confidence. It's negative, number two, obviously, that slips over into the conventional stock markets. It just does not make a lot of sense that the gold wouldn't be going up. If you look at international events, look what's going on in the Middle East right now. Middle East, in my opinion, is just it's a powder keg just getting ready to blow up. If you look at the imports that are happening in mainland China and other parts of the Far East. I mean, all of this, man, is so positive for gold and silver. I don't see it dropping any farther, but, you know, I made a call of gold going and not going any lower than the intraday low of April 12th, which is around 1321. Got a little egg on my face for that one.
You know, I agree with you on gold and the case for it going higher. I mean, our nation is indebted, and it's going deeper in debt. You know, Europe is very indebted and going deeper in debt, you know, so I think a lot of that over indebtedness is going to keep growth very subpar. You know, the more debt you have, the more risk there is to the nation, the more, you know, risk there is to the currency. And so, that doesn't bode well for the dollar. And so to me that does bode well for gold, both gold and silver, over the long haul. It will be a volatile ride. Gold's, you know, it had like 12 straight up years or something like that before, you know, having a period of about a year and a half or so of sideways to downward action. And I just call that, honestly, just healthy and normal. And even though I prefer to see it higher than lower, I think that retrenchment, in the grand scheme of things, I believe we'll look back and see that that was a healthy thing that actually helped gold sustain a more healthy, long-term sustainable rally upward.
that's an interesting point. That's one thing that I would very definitely have to agree on. You know, it's kind of switching over to a little bit more of a macro topic. I really question, based on all of my experience, education, et cetera, that I really question how the free market, if you even want to call them free market economies of Western Europe and the United States, and I use the word free market kind of tongue in cheek here, I really question how they can sustain themselves at these levels. I mean, we've got to have a huge, huge correction here, I would think, don't you?
I think so. I think you're going to see the stock markets correct because they've run up so much so fast. I think even the Fed, honestly, was afraid of how much the market had become dependent upon it, and I think that's personally why they put out the first taper talks. So I believe that was purposeful, really, to try to make the investors think, hey, you just can't count on this thing going forever. And even though they're not going to stop tapering, I don't think, soon, they still want to send some initial signals to slow things down. And secondly, the fundamental valuations are starting to get towards the higher end of their historic averages. So, you know, you look at the S&P 500, anytime it starts getting 16 to 20 PEs, you know, you're getting towards the high end. If you're at 6 or 8 PEs, you're at the low end, and 13 to 15 somewhere there in the middle. And we're, you know, we're towards that high end of that range now. So to me, that tells me, you know, with a, you know, PE of about 18, 19 on the S&P 500, I would not be committing new capital to the S&P 500. It doesn't necessarily mean I've got to sell everything I've got, but on rallies, I would probably be lightening stock, you know, general broad stock positions, and certainly not adding capital, and then putting that capital work at, you know, beating down places that have been quite honestly hated in the market, such as a lot of commodities and commodity stocks.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. You know, in the Ultimate Wealth Report, what are you telling your readers they should be doing right now?
Well, lately we focused a lot on oil and oil stocks. You know, oil has definitely been strong, even in the midst of some temporary commodity weakness. WTI broke above 100, and has been heading higher. Brent's been following suit. And so I think that's going to be good for a lot of oil companies. You know, I like BP, ENI, TOT, you know, several of these oil companies that have, you know, 4 to 5% dividend yields, billions of dollars of cash on their books, and billions in earnings. They're just world dominator companies. I think they're going to do very well, and they're just at really low fundamental valuations because of how negative the sentiment had been for commodities recently.
Spoken like a true Texan, I got to tell you. You know, the one thing about you guys down there is energy. Energy is really kind of the favorite investment topic down there. And I have to tell you, Sean, over the last couple of years, that's the only sector that I've done particularly well in is the energy sector. You know, some of the supportive plays, for lack of better terms, pipelines, etc., done pretty well in those areas. I'm a real believer in diversification. How do you feel about that topic? We've got about a minute left here.
Yeah, I think people should diversify. I mean, that's why we do have, you know, more than one oil company. That's why we do have more than one natural gas company, et cetera, because there's always some corporate risk that you can have that you need to mitigate, even with some bigger guys. So I'm definitely a believer in diversification. I just don't think people should over-diversify. You know, Warren Buffett doesn't over-diversify. A lot of mutual funds and things of that sort, I do believe, over-diversify. So, you know, 25, 30 stocks usually is just fine for an individual.
I have to agree with that 100%. You know, it's interesting, Sean. A number of the people on our site think I'm crazy because I'm not all in at either gold or all in silver. But I have to tell you, I think diversification is very, very important. That's not investment advice because I'm not a registered investment advisor. But I'll tell you, diversification is one of the things that allows Big Al to sleep at night pretty well. Ladies and gentlemen, there you heard from Sean Hyman. You want to hear more about what Sean does, simply go to our favorite site section and click on his name.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders or preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, Sean Hyman is a guy I got an awful lot of time for. As I said, he is a regular fixture on Newsmax. He's somebody you really ought to take a look at. Okay, another interesting guy is my friend Gary Cope. Gary is the president of a company called Orex Minerals. I have to tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, I am a shareholder in Orex Minerals, so any conversation we have about Orex, remember, for me, it is very definitely not arm's length, not even close. That's not what we're going to talk about initially, though. You know, Gary has been involved in the industry certainly as long as I have. Started out as a stockbroker, ended up going in as an industry executive. He's seen all the ups and downs, and I wanted to get some commentary from Gary, who feels that the bottom is in terms of the resource market. I want to say, Gary, why do you say that?
Well, I guess it's, you know, I'm not a technical analyst, Al, and I'm just going by, you know, talking to people on the street and gauging the, you know, what I'm hearing. And if the bottom's not in, then we're definitely very, very close, because for the first time in a long time, I'm hearing brokers saying that they're now looking to buy, and they're now looking for private placements that make sense, and, mm-hmm. and I haven't heard that for a long time.
I haven't heard that for a long time either. As a matter of fact, it's been a really long time since I've heard any talk like that. I'm glad to see that it's going on, however, I have to say, and my question, again, from a fundamental standpoint, is I'm not a real optimist when it comes to the U.S. economy, or for that matter, the economies, you know, of the European countries. I just think we're on shaky ground, for lack of better terms. But the resource industry is a bit of a, it's a bit of an anomaly in the area of investing in securities, because it is so very, very specialized, you know, but it's, there's no middle of the road in the resource sector, Gary. It's all either, you know, a very, very strong upward trend in it, or a very, very strong downward trend in it. There doesn't seem to be a lot of middle ground. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that, Al. And you know, as far as the junior explorers go, which is, you know, my area of expertise,
yeah,
you know, we've been pretty well down for 6 years. You know, it's you know, we've had a few little breaks of uptrend, but we've been basically in a downtrend for 6 years, and
yeah.
And you know, that's got to end, or there won't be any exploration. I mean, it's already starting to be curtailed, and everything in this world works on supply and demand. I mean, we can all, you know, debate whether the, you know, the markets are being led by the Fed. Everything time the Fed opens their mouth, it's what affects the markets. But
yeah,
the true long term effects is supply and demand, and we're now at a point in metals prices where supply is going to be curtailed because you can't make money mining it.
Yeah.
And if supply gets curtailed, then, you know, demand gets more and more, and the prices will go up. And I think that's where we're at now.
Well, I think you're right. You know, it's interesting. When you look back on history for the thousands of years, the mining industry really has been, I think, the main driver in terms of the upward trend in evolution. I mean, there's no question about it. Where would we be if it wasn't for, certainly for some of the strategic metals, the rare earths, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for the industry. And then in terms of, from an investment standpoint, by the way, I have to say, in terms of that area, I'd have to put silver in there, because silver is very definitely, in addition to being a precious metal, it's also very definitely an industrial metal. But, you know, in terms of gold, I mean, man, for thousands of years, gold has been a source of investment for sophisticated people. And I certainly don't see that changing, Gary, not even close, man.
No, and I think it's increasing, because I think there's more and more countries now who are starting to buy gold, and buy gold in large quantities.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, China is the biggest producer of gold. They keep every ounce they produce, plus they're importing. You know, and China's growing at a horrific rate. The number of people in this world is growing, and as the world grows with population, obviously we need more and more commodities to satisfy the needs of these people. And I just see in a macro sense, commodities have to go up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting harder and harder to find, and the world's demanding more and more.
And they're getting more and more expensive to mine. And,
exactly.
And consequently, the price certainly, I think, is, yeah, I think we're going to have to see a bit of an escalation there. Now, Gary, you guys with Aurex Minerals are involved in a couple parts of the world. You just came out with a press release last week about what's going on your properties in Mexico. I want to talk a little bit about that. But you also have some land that is contiguous, if I'm not mistaken, to a major discovery that occurred just actually a very short period of time ago in northern British Columbia, a discovery that was made by Colorado Resources. I want to talk about what you guys are doing up there first.
Well, we were fortunate enough, Al, to have some ties to the Colorado Management Group, and we were able to cut a deal on a piece of property to the south of their discovery. We thought it was very well located. It just, like I say, about 11 kilometers south of their discovery, but it sits right in between, dead in the line between the Red Chris mine and Teck and Lucas Lundin's project. So
yeah.
It's in the right type of rocks. We're very anxious to, you know, start work up there, but it's a very grassroots project that, you know, it's going to be part of an area play, and hopefully we'll have something of substance on it.
I think we're going to see a major area play up there right now, by the way. From everything that I've heard, I wasn't incredibly optimistic initially with Colorado. I mean, yes, they had a great drill hole, but the fact that they have a lot of capital to work with and the fact that they have a very competent team, I think that that could turn out to be a very interesting situation. And in terms of an area play, which is kind of the backbone of our industry, or at least has been historically, I think that could be probably a very, very good thing to happen to all of the juniors. We've got about a minute left here, Gary. What are you guys doing down in Mexico?
Well, our project, the Kineto project in Mexico, as you know, Al, is a joint venture with Fresnillo.
Yeah.
Fresnillo is footing the bill and earning their interest. They have to spend $6 million over a three-year period. They're just starting year two. And, you know, they're doing some channel sampling leading up to a drill program in January. And they keep getting excellent results on multiple veins down there. So, we just, sit along and they inform us of the successes, and we put them out as we get them. But, we're very, very high on Kineto.
Well, and you should be. You know, it's interesting. We haven't heard too much come out of Mexico of late, but we haven't heard too much come out of any areas of late. But I still would maintain, based on the experience that I've had over the last too many years in this business, that the two places where Orex is located, both in terms of the situation in Mexico and the situation up in northern British Columbia, I think are, you know, bode really, really well. There's a lot of promise there, and you know, I appreciate you taking some time, Gary, and talking about this. I appreciate your insights, by the way, into the mining industry. It's going to be interesting to see where all of this shakes out. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, continuing the trend that we started actually in the second segment of the weekend edition, talking about gold and silver. Got Nick Barashev on the line with me right now. Nick has just written a wildly popular book entitled $10,000 Gold. Nick was did a daily editorial with me a week or so ago and got some really good response on that. Nick is a very well-informed guy. Nick is a very nice individual, I have to tell you. And I wanted to get Nick to weigh in on the question of, I'm kind of feeling like the precious metals markets are turning right now. And I know I'm going out on a limb, and I know I was kind of wrong before when we felt the low was the intraday low of April 16th of 1321. Gold fell another 121, 122 points after that, but it seems to be back up right now. Nick, are you sensing a turn right now?
Well, I clearly that's the case. We've had solid rises, over the past really 3 weeks. We're up about 7.5% in U.S. dollars over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're saying that, and I think that, apart from the, April, Clonex debacle,
mm-hmm.
the Bernanke's speech was completely misinterpreted by the markets. He never said there was going to be any tapering. He said if markets improve, then we might consider tapering.
Right.
So that's a huge difference. He clarified it, recently where he's, he essentially said the U.S. needs, highly accommodative monetary policy, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
And for the first time that I've seen, because we monitor the gold price even after hours, and after hours you usually get a decline in the gold price because of relatively thin trading volume.
Sure.
But this time, after Bernanke's speech after the FOMC meeting, there was a $30 increase.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of unusual, but most of the gold now is being bought in the East and in China and so on. Out of the annual bullion purchases, North America only represents like 2.5% of the total, so it's like almost insignificant. Canada's a rounding error.
Yeah, you know, we were talking earlier in the show with Rick Ackerman and Richard Postma and Marshall Barrel, et cetera, and other people, which would include John Kaiser. They were all voicing the opinion that they felt, you know, there's a big difference between the physical market and the paper market, and they felt that because of the demand that was continuing to grow in the physical market, that was what was going to change basically the downward trend that occurred, as you said, back in April, to continue to in the upward trend that's been going on for the past 3 weeks or so. The demand for physical is incredible out there, Nick.
Well, exactly, and in particular, like, you know, the Shanghai Gold Exchange, which is also a futures market and a relatively new one, their deliveries are now almost the equivalent of total global mine production.
Mm-hmm.
Deliveries.
Yeah.
And on COMEX, they're like insignificant.
Well,
so that's going to become a more and more important factor in terms of, you know, price discovery, in terms of the real price of gold. And I've said for decades that the structure in the COMEX is not sustainable because it essentially allows, you know, naked shorting on all the commodities with little restraint. So as a result, you can, you know, if you have enough paper currency, you can manipulate the markets.
You certainly can. Nick, you know, for those listeners who didn't have a chance to listen to the editorial that we did a week or so ago where we talked about your book, $10,000 Gold, tell our radio audience exactly what your book is all about and what compelled you to write it.
Well, essentially, you know, I started our project in 1998, so it was pretty good timing at a low. And I wanted to create a method for the Canadians to be able to invest in bullion in our registered retirement savings accounts, which we couldn't do at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me 4 years to do the proper structure because I didn't want to compromise any of the gold attributes, primarily, you know, the liquidity to start with. So we did an open-end mutual fund that purchases and redeems into the gold markets rather than trades. So with that in mind, once we got started, I thought this would be easy because I've done a lot of innovative investment schemes, but it was the hardest thing I ever did because there was gigantic prejudices, biases, and misconceptions about gold that I didn't realize was the case. I thought this would be simple. You know, invest in, you know, physical bullion. It's allocated, insured, and secure. It's a tangible asset, and it's perfect for, you know, diversifying portfolios properly.
Yeah.
But the difficulty in sales was the most difficult thing I ever did. So I started writing articles, and then, you know, that's what led to the book. And the book is basically just to give people a good foundation, you know, on the whole gold issue and dispel a lot of the myths and misconceptions that are present today.
What are some of the myths and misconceptions that you think are present?
Well, like gold is a risky asset, you know, for one. You know, if you do a chatter plot, you know, which we've got in the book of the Dow components, and you plot, you know, return versus volatility, gold has a higher return at lower volatility than just about all the Dow components. So if gold's risky, so are all the Dow components.
Sure.
Then, you know, the analysis, you know, the gold is volatile. Well, volatility is a kind of naive way of measuring, you know, risk. There are two better methods, the Sharpe ratio and the Sortino ratio, because you have to measure volatility against return. So Sharpe ratio measures overall volatility against return. Sortino measures only downside volatility against return. So it's the most accurate. So gold has a better Sharpe ratio and a better Sortino ratio, again, than all the Dow components. You know, and then we get into stuff like gold doesn't pay any interest or dividends and so on. Well, neither does a stack of dollar bills if you put them in the vault. You only get, you know, interest or dividends if you take your stack of $100 bills and give them to someone else and hope they will return them plus interest and dividends.
Right.
So when the gold is sitting in the vault or the dollar bills are sitting in the vault, they're technically not at risk. in terms of counterparty risk.
Yeah.
These kind of things that have been perpetrated, you know, in the media probably for the last 30 years.
Here's a million-dollar question, and it comes right from the title of your book. Why $10,000?
Well, if you look at the short term, gold is almost perfectly correlated to U.S. debt. And if you keep increasing the debt at the pace it's been going, and the correlation stays intact, you get to 10,000, you know, plus or minus 5 to 7 years, just straight math. Also, what's turning out now is that if you take the percentage increase that we had in 1976, when gold fell from 200 to 100, and then rebounded to 850, that was an eightfold increase in about 4 years. And if we do that again, which a lot of people think, you know, we're poised for the same thing after this correction, you get to 10,000. If you divide the money supply on what measure of money supply you use against gold, you get anywhere from 4 to 11,000. So any way you cut it, you can come up with that kind of quantified rationale for it. My point is that this is not a peak. This is not a bull market in gold. What it is it's a decline in value of the currency. And if we do hit 10,000, that may be just the beginning. And, you know, we really don't want to talk about what happens next.
No, we really don't. Nick Barashev, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, take a look at Nick's book, $10,000 Gold. It's a very, very good read. Stick around.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. You know who I am. I know who you are. Corey is on the line with me right now again, as he was in the prior segment. Corey and I are talking with a gentleman who has not been on the show for a while, Eric Coffin. I got to tell you, I've known Eric. Corey has known Eric for an awful lot of years now. He and his brother David started a newsletter called The Hard Rock Analyst. It's one of the most successful newsletters out there. I read it, and I think everybody should take a look at it. If you want more information about The Hard Rock Analyst, simply go to our favorite sites section, and you can get all of the information that you want. Eric, it's great to have you back. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me out.
Gary Cope, a colleague of all three of ours, mentioned in segment number six here a couple segments ago that he felt the bottom was in terms of the resource sector. What does Eric Coffin think?
I think it probably is. I mean, I don't know what individual metal prices are going to do, you know, up and down in the next little while. I don't think we're done with the volatility yet, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But in terms of the industry, when you start seeing the largest companies in the sector writing off, doing $2, $3, $4 billion write-offs, you're generally pretty close to the bottom, because what happens with the mining sector when you have a swing like this and the gold price comes off 30%, basically everybody just throws everything overboard. And I know if you talk to people outside the sector, you know, they run around with these charts that show, oh my God, look at this, here's 150 gold deposits that are all going to come and produce all this gold and we're going to be buried in this stuff. But we know that's not what happens. I mean, I think the pipeline, if you will, has been flushed out, and I think that's not something that's going to change very quickly. Even the largest companies right now, I think, would have trouble trying to finance these really large CapEx deals, even if the economics look good. So I think in the sense that the companies have thrown everything they can overboard, and that the supply side that people were worried about has just gotten a lot smaller potentially. And in that sense, I agree with Gary. I mean, this is what the bottom usually looks like in the mining sector. Suddenly all these projects that were going to get built just kind of go poof.
Yeah. Corey, what do you think, bud?
Well, Eric, we hear a lot about the whole it costs about $1,250 to produce an ounce of gold right now, and fundamentally it doesn't make sense for the gold price to drop below that. However, we keep on hearing about the paper markets and how those can continue to depress the markets, but I think right now we're not really seeing that. We're seeing this recovery and people really understand, like you said, that gold can't be produced for much less than what it's trading at, and these projects are coming off the line, which then just leads to a lot of these juniors getting flushed out of the market, but then a lot of these majors too not being able to move forward with their big deposits. So do you think that we will still see some more juniors getting flushed out of these markets, or do you think times will improve all around in the gold market?
Well, and I think ultimately times will improve all around. The difference between, if you go back and look at, say, 2009, the difference between what we're seeing now and what we saw then was that was very ugly, but it was also very fast. And when the market bottomed in 2009, you had, you know, several hundred, really, companies that were fairly cashed up anyway. They had at least, you know, say, a couple million bucks to play with, and a number of companies that had a heck of a lot more than that. And they were able to turn around and get back out there and start generating results right away. The problem you get this time is that because this has been so long and drawn out and ugly, I think there's a large number of the juniors are going to have a pretty tough time turning things around, because there's no getting around the fact these guys are going to have to do placements at whatever horrendous price they're trading at right now.
Yeah.
Because they just don't have a choice.
Well, that's very true. You know, one thing that Gary mentioned is that in talking with a lot of the brokers around the Vancouver sector, he was saying that there is an appetite now for private placements. And I think that goes directly from what you were saying, Eric, in the sense that companies right now that have to raise money have to raise it at pretty low prices, and it's obviously good for the brokers because they're pretty easy to sell, number one, and number two, with the warrants that they have to give, you know, in associated with these private placements right now, it's really good, I think, for people who invest in that. I got a question for you though. You know, I was talking with Gary also about area plays right now, and right now the big area plays up in northern BC around Mount Milligan, if I'm not mistaken, with the Colorado Resources discovery. Do you think that's going to turn into something, you know, a major area play, for lack of better terms?
I hope so. I mean, Colorado is actually up in what they call the Iskut, which is named after the Iskut River. It's north, and Milligan's sort of in the middle of the province, and this is sort of the northwest corner of the province. And
right.
Iskut's been it's one of those areas that's been, it's been staked up for a long time, and some guys ran up there and did some stake. Well, you don't have to run anywhere. You actually do it sitting in front of your computer these days.
Yeah.
But, you know, they staked around the periphery of it, but most of that camp has been staked solid for, 20 years. And the reason for that, in large part, is because 15 kilometers east of the Colorado discovery is the Red Chris deposit, which is going into production. Imperial's building that mine right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think that area will get a lot of interest. There are a lot of targets there. I think in order to be a big area play, Colorado's probably got to deliver another, you know, 5 or 10 strong holes and show that their theory about the combination of mag and IP chargeability actually works in terms of delivering grade. And, you know, they're in really good shape themselves. 45 million shares of $15 million. They just closed a $4 million placement.
Right.
And that's really, I like that company. I mean, I was talking about it before the discovery because it's really strong technical team, good targets. There are half a dozen companies in the area that I also think have good targets. They are in that situation that we just talked about where most of them had to take what they could get financing wise. But it does show the early, you know, the early signs of an area play, and that there has been, I'd say, 10 or 15 companies within, say, 20, 30 kilometers of Colorado that were able to raise $1 million, $1.5 million each in the last month. And believe me, none of those companies could have raised that money 2 months ago. Like, there's no way before that drill hole came up, those guys could have done it. So,
yeah.
In that sense, I think it is showing some area play potential, but I think Colorado's got to pull two or three more strong holes, and somebody else, anybody else, pulling a strong hole would help. I mean, there is work being done up there by a couple of well-funded groups, and I'm hoping one of those guys pulls a rabbit out of a hat. I think if that happens, then you may well get an area to play, because it's a well-known area. It gets fairly well-known. I mean, there's a lot of mineralization up there.
Give us some examples of some of the other companies, will you?
One company that I'm watching with interest, they aren't doing anything yet because they're doing an RTO, is a company called Prosper Gold. And the reason why I'm keeping an eye on them is the guys behind Prosper Gold, which is Peter Bernier and Dirk Templeman Kluwet. They're the guys that were responsible for the Blackwater discovery, which of course was sold, Richfield was sold at a very nice price to New Gold. And, you know, those guys made a lot of people a lot of money. So,
oh, yeah.
I'd like to think that Peter and Dirk are going to be able to get some attention. There's companies the company next door to Colorado's got some interesting properties. A company called Fire Steel. I mean, I haven't really talked about it because I don't for the life of me understand why the guy turned around and did two or three option agreements right away.
Yeah.
He could have raised money quite easily. I just thought it was a strange thing for them to do. I'm keeping an eye on it because of their location, but I don't understand why they did those deals. One of which was to Prosper. That's where Prosper got their project. Those guys look interesting. There's a company just north of them called Red Hill. I haven't looked that close at the project. It doesn't look that fascinating at first blush, but Red Hill, unlike most of these companies, does have cash, so that's, they don't have to go raise money. They can just go up and get some work done. And there's a large claim block to the west of Colorado that's privately held, but it's being in earned into by an Aussie group. They've apparently spent $2 million, and I'm not sure what their end game is. I don't know whether that's going to end up in a public company, but I'm keeping an eye on that one just because it's such a large block of ground. And actually, the other company that does have two or three other blocks in the area is Colorado themselves. I mean, Northrock's not their only property up there. They've got three or four other claim blocks, and I imagine that they're probably scratching their heads and deciding what to do with the other claim blocks in terms of working on them. I mean, they've got lots of cash. It's just a matter of having enough warm bodies to actually get out and get the work done.
You know, just to show you how bright a guy I am, I was an original shareholder in Colorado probably 3 or 4 years ago, courtesy of a referral by Greg McCoach, one of our colleagues. And, you know, I waited around for about 3.5 years, nothing happened, and so I sold my stock at a bit of a loss, and and here we are today. I don't own any shares today. Eric, it's been great having you on the show. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say I hope you enjoyed the show this week. Maybe a little bit too much politics in the first segment, but, you know, these are interesting times.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.